It's good to be with you once more, my dear friends.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to have you too, Zulu.
I do not intend to stay long this time, but I wish to speak with you about so many people who are suffering from what you call depression. Mm-hmm. It is noticeable in your world where there is winter times.
Yes,
how low people can become. I say this to you, my dear friends. They need to cultivate the vision of sunshine within their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
This would help to raise whatever is troubling them. I understand it is a very wide issue to discuss, and many reasons for it. But again, I will say to you that each and every one of you takes the responsibility of how your mind and your body, how they are working together. Many in this world would say, but I do not wish to be depressed. But they are allowing it to happen to themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
You agree?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, just sort of anecdotally, we had heard about a lady called Louise Hay who passed a spirit this year, and I didn't realise, but she'd had a very hard childhood and life, but it didn't seem to have the effect of depressing her. It seemed to spur her on to have a very positive life.
Yes, because the mind was strong. If you allow the mind as well as the body to feel low, then you are fighting a double cause, if you like. You need to visualize, you need to feel love, and you need to feel that love for others, to allow the spirit within your physical bodies to become stronger. Do try it, my dear friends, and you will begin to understand my words. Practice every day to love yourselves, to love the bodies that you are in. Remember, it is but a cloak that can either keep you warm and secure, or opened wide to the world, can allow you to become chilled. I cannot simplify it any more for you, but we come back to what I have always told you, that the mind is the most powerful thing you will ever possess. And really the word possess is not the correct one, because it is a state of being. But for earthly language, I will use what you possess. I hope each one of you can take in your own ways what it takes to be stronger, to give out love, and also to receive love. Because that is another aspect that depressed people are not very good at, in receiving love. Because there is so much negativity around them, or they feel they are surrounded by that negativity.
Are not loving themselves enough.
Not loving themselves enough.
So they don't feel worthy of the love that's been given.
Yes, that is quite true.
You have also told us in the past, Samrit, I think, that depression is, or can be caused by thinking too much about yourself.
Yes, it is what you would call an ego, too much ego. Yes, there is of course a very fine balance. I make it seem simple when I tell you what you must do. For those who suffer with this depression, it is very difficult to raise yourself, sometimes on your own. But there are always those who love you, whether it be a parent, a child, a friend, someone who could encourage you, to uplift you. And what better way for upliftment than your daily dose, shall we say, of meditation?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That always steadies the ship. I think that's so important, doing it every day.
Yes.
Even if you don't think you need it, it has to be practiced.
It is part of your being. If only mankind would realize how important it is, I think they would be shocked to know just how much help we can give. If only they will put themselves into the great Creator's hands.
I've literally experienced where I've been worried about something and it's just dissolved into a big smile.
Yes.
In meditation.
Yes. Because in meditation you are first and foremost spirit. The body should almost disappear from your consciousness. It is just a state of being. So, my dear friends, I hope I have brought a little comfort, and I am sure those who are feeling low will soon find the way to help themselves.
Yes. Thank you. Could I just say one thing, Samrit? There was a program on the television the other evening where they were talking, and I'm sure it was about depression, and they were saying that they're treating it now, treating the immune system. There's a rogue something or other in the immune system, and when they treat that, that helps with...
Yes. There are many ways to help, and medication is one of them. But the fact still remains that those immune systems have in some way been impaired by the thinking of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are helping doctors and other people to help anyone who is in need.
I think they're about talking about treating these this rogue thing with stem cells, not with pills, but with the.
Yes, that has been a way of helping people for many of your years now.
Mm.
That, yes, whatever helps the soul can only be good.
Mm. But in a way that perhaps isn't quite.
That is not the ideal.
No, it's
better to deal with
yes.
the mind.
Yeah.
It is much better if the individual can see for themselves what is happening.
Mm.
And what is happening is that they are going further away from the great Creator when all help is available to each and every one of you. But I do not wish to make it sound as if it is like a magic wand.
Mm.
Many people who come to this planet suffer for all of their lives because they have not yet found the way that suits them.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, I hope I have given you just a little more to think about.
Yeah, thank you for the images. It's very clear.
I don't know if you could just quickly clarify. I think I understand where suicides are concerned. They have to come back and redo what they were running from, sort of thing, escaping from in another life. One of our readers would like to be assured that their son, who recently committed suicide, will still be able to be sort of in contact with other deceased relatives. He won't be sent straight back, I think, to Earth.
Yeah.
He'll be allowed access to his mother, who's in spirit.
Those of you who know and understand this work, it is always distressful to human beings when another takes their own lives.
Mm.
There are many aspects and thoughts and thinking about this subject.
Mm.
But I have to say to you only what is the truth.
Mm.
And those who shorten their lifespan here have to, at some point, and I stress some point, will have to pay for what they have done makes it seem unkind.
Mm.
It is not meant to be.
No.
Because most of them, their minds are in the wrong place at the time of taking their own lives.
Mm.
But they do have to recognize that what they have done is against all things meant by the Creator.
Yes, it's not that.
But they will never be alone.
Mm.
I have said before,
there
are always people there to uplift, to guide, to help.
Yes. Yeah.
And until they come to the realization, they are buffeted from all things.
Mm.
Until they realize that what they have done was not the best plan of action.
Yeah, it's almost they'll have to sort of forgive themselves for doing what they did.
Yes, of course.
Others will, of course,
but
be able to forgive
as
them.
Soon as they realize that, And I can tell you that generally it is very quick.
Mm.
And they understand very quickly.
Good, good.
So that does not stop communication with other loved ones.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. That'll be reassuring, I'm sure, to the family.
Yes. That is why it's important with people who are depressed, especially, their minds are not in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And although it is not the best result, it is in some sense understandable to their minds.
Right, yes.
It is freedom from pain and suffering. That is how they generally look at their lives.
Right, and of course they probably aren't aware of the spiritual truths that we have been given, so...
Yes. Because most people who are depressed will tell you, I do not want to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But in a sense they are feeding from that, because they are not recognizing the truth of what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But please do reassure the gentleman.
Yes.
His son will be available to him as soon as he can.
Oh, wonderful. And, yes, he's on the reading list, so he'll get the full words.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
I will take my leave, my dear friends, and hope that my words have brought you some kind of comfort for many that you can help in
thank
some
you.
Way.
Yes,
thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Well, as always, I leave you cloaked in my love. And until we come together again, please be sure that you give time to your meditations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, yes.